In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. A difficult verse today's gospel reading, where Peter is in the boat and the Lord says, put down your nets for a catch. Not put down your nets and see what happens. Put down your nets for a catch. It's going to happen. And of course, he does it with a little protest. He says, we're doing this all night and we didn't catch anything. But of course, loads of fish come into the boat. And then Peter kneels and says, go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man. And it made me think that a few weeks back, when I had given a sermon on the healing of the demoniac, the people who were right-minded, so to speak, when they saw this man in his right mind, healed by Jesus Christ, beg him to leave, and he listens. Which to me was frightening, because sometimes we do things that are even worse than begging him to leave. Our actions or our thoughts or our words or our deeds are expressing to Christ, leave. And he listened. He left. But this time, Peter says, go away from me, Lord, for I'm a sinful man. And he doesn't. So what's the difference? And in addition to that, St. John the Evangelist in his letter says that while we were yet sinners, Christ loved us. So while we were saying with our lives, if you will, go away, he still came. So and I've said this story before, that when I was a teacher, one of my mentors, a very special person to me, when we would feel bad about someone's failure, my mentor would say, if they failed, they had a plan. You have to have a commitment to fail. If everything is set up for them to do what they're supposed to do and they still fail. So when we really want Christ to leave, he does give us that freedom. If we have that plan, if we have that commitment. But here when Peter says, go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man, we hear an inner struggle, and of course Christ understands that better than all of us. He sees all of us. And he understands that we have a struggle. That none of us can match Christ. We can have Christ-like qualities. And we are always works in progress. The closer we get to Christ, we always have this growth possible, but we never match up exactly. And so we always feel unworthy. A few weeks ago we heard in the hymns for the Holy Cross, we embrace the cross with both joy and fear. With fear because we're unworthy of this great gift, that God came while we were still saying, go away, that he didn't give up on us and didn't abandon us. In the baptism service we say he couldn't endure to see us under the tyranny of the devil, so he came and saved us. He didn't give up. So go away from me, Lord, I'm a sinful man. We hear the struggle, because he was kneeling when he said this. So it was kind of go away, but not really. I don't know what to do in the presence of such holiness. And of course, Jesus says, don't be afraid, right? The fear because of the unworthiness. He says, from now on, you'll be catching men, which is an even greater miracle than catching fish. It's almost like if you thought that was scary, think of what's going to happen next. But he is calling him to trust that despite his unworthiness, Christ is going to make him an instrument. And after that moment, Peter had a very heartbreaking moment before Christ's passion, where he wanted Christ to go away this time, again. And he said, not once, not twice, but three times, I don't know the man. What a heartbreaking moment. The man who had made him a participant in miracles, feeding the 5,000, the man that he had seen on the mountain transfigured and shining a light, an overwhelming light. He said, I don't know the man. But Christ still didn't reject him. He had, when Christ appeared after his resurrection, he says, Peter, do you love me? Or Simon, do you love me? And he restored him back, and he gave him responsibility to tend his flock. So we have this struggle where sometimes what we do says to Christ, go away. But he never rejects us, and he always welcomes us back. While we were yet sinners, he loved us, and he doesn't give up. So may Christ our God, who doesn't give up, encourage us also not to give up, to continue pursuing him. And when we are afraid because of our unworthiness, we can also know that he uses even those moments to invite us to go close to him, and that he will make us instruments of his love in the world. So to him be all glory, honor, and worship, together with his eternal Father and the all-holy and good and life-creating Spirit, now and forever and unto ages of ages.